Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audioboo, and this is my audio for day 11 of the Audio Mo challenge feature, whatever we want to call it. What I want to talk about today is internet connections and how apps that use this cannot be used, apparently, not because the app doesn't work, but because you can't access internet for whatever reason, various reasons, whether a physical reason, there is no internet access, or the cost of accessing. And I'll give you an example. And I did listen to, I think it was either Jeff Shang, or it was Nahama at the Calmwater 73, because they've got a lot of flights coming up, and they were talking about, one of them was talking about the cost of internet access when you're roaming, as it were. I think it was Jeff, actually. But anyway, I have an app, and I've had this app for about 4 years, 3 or 4 years now, and it's called Flight Plus. I can't remember which company actually provides this, but I have it on my new iPad Air as well, and it's a fantastic app. I have to say this, it is stupendous. So many features, it's full, it's just quality from start to finish. I think it is an amazing app. And I'll just read some of the spec or some of the details and bump off Flight Plus before I go into the reasons why you can't use it when you really want to use it, in other words. So Flight Plus is your ultimate air travel companion. Flight Plus is the Road Warrior's airport caddy. Well, that's good, yeah. So what you get is, apart from beautiful displays, track every flight at every airport in the world in real time. That is absolutely true, and I'll run through some of the tabs that are on the app in a wee minute. The who, what, where, when of all flights are constantly updated. Terminal and gate changes, delays, arrivals and departures, seating charts, the works. Show the flight board of any airport in the world instantly. Have relatives or friends flying? Flight Plus will track their flights effortlessly. Find out if their flight will be delayed before you get to the airport. Accurate weather, 10-day forecast for your destination. Low traffic data without any performance hit. There's even an extra low traffic setting for when you are travelling. I guess that's to save battery. Loaded with features without the extra cost, available for iPads, blah, 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 blah. Flight Plus is built by mobile development professionals who travel a lot, thus it's designed to give you exactly what you want. When you want it, every task is simple to perform and all your information is beautifully and locally displayed. Sorting through the data of over 16,000 airports seems complicated, but Flight Plus handles it effortlessly. You won't know how great this application is until you've used it. I can actually confirm just how good that this app is. It is that bloody good. Okay. Track any flight in the world. Simple, intuitive flight search. Detailed real-time departure and arrival information. Terminal and gate information. Detailed aircraft information. Yes, you can even find out all about the aircraft you're going to be flying in. Detailed seat maps and automatically synchronizes with your TripIt account, which is brilliant because I do have TripIt and it does sync. Wherever you put in TripIt, it will go into flight if you have that all set up properly. There just has so many features on it. And if I go into the app here on my iPad, I'll talk through some of the features here. Okay, so I'm looking at a flight coming up here on Saturday we're going to Alicante in Spain for 2 weeks. So the scheduled flight, the first scheduled flight, and you can have all the flights. If you're a regular flyer, it will take in everything you put in. So you pick a scheduled flight. I've got Edinburgh to Alicante on the dates. It tells me, it's actually shown me a little window next to that, which showed me a flight path, the aeroplane flying from Edinburgh to Alicante in Spain. It gives me the details of the time, and then it gives me down from that, it gives me the return of that. Now, if I select the outward journey, I get more details. I get the details of the time, the terminal I'm going to, the time I will arrive, the time difference. It shows me a larger map, about 3 inches square. It's telling me now it's 15 degrees C, sunny but cloudy in Edinburgh. It's given me the time, the accurate time, second by second, at Turnhouse Airport. And then it showed me the flight path to Alicante, which is currently the similar, cloudy, sunny, 21 degrees, the accurate time for that, and tell me all about that. Now, that's just one part. Okay, you can go then go to the airport. And within this one, you have four tabs. You have the flight details, airplane info. If I touch that, it'll tell me all about the airplane. It'll show me the seating within. It tells me its range, its average speed, every detail about that. Well, virtually all the details you need to know about it, including a detailed write-up on the actual plane. In this case, it's an A319, which is a shortened version of the A320. You can go into alert settings and set these up to do multifarious things for you, and you can go to tips and notes, so you can actually type in some stuff that you want, any details you'd like to add to this particular flight. Okay, so four tabs on that page. Then we have the airports, where you can view every airport in the world, I think, or virtually every airport in the world, and go through so much details for each one. And if I go to Alicante, for example, or Turnhouse, I can call up the flight board. Departures and arrivals. It's real time active. Updates itself every second or two. It's so accurate. It just keeps going, and it'll tell you about if anything is delayed, or what's happening for your flight, or if you're waiting on someone. I could go on and on and on. This is a brilliant blooming app. That's all I can say about it. It's fantastic. Now we come to the problems. The problems with this is that, and I experienced this flying over to Las Vegas 3 years ago, was you can have all this set up, it up until the point you get on that aircraft, and that aircraft takes off. You have to go into aircraft mode, or what do they call it again? It's air flight mode. I can't remember now. You know what I'm talking about. You have to go into that, okay? So you have no internet access, because they don't give you free Wi-Fi on an aeroplane, okay? So you have no access. So all the things that this app can do, and there's many more like it, you cannot use. Now, just assume, for example, that somehow, once you're up in the air, you could access 3G, but you can't. You're inside an enclosed aircraft. There is, to my knowledge, no way of catching 3G. I have tried it, you know, okay, you're not supposed to have it on, but I mean, the last plane I was on, every second person had an iPad or a tablet of some form in their hands. But I guess most of them are just playing games, because getting access is incredibly difficult. So you've got an app here that's supposed to be working in real time, can actually show you the area you're flying over, and you can call up details. So say you're flying over, just for example, I'll use Birmingham because I thought of Adrian there. If so happens your plane drifts away, of course, in the world, and flies over Birmingham, you should, in theory, be able to look at Birmingham and call in information all about Birmingham if you want. But you can't, because you've got no damn access, if you know what I'm trying to say. Now, just assume that you could get access. Then, now we're down to data. Now, you're going to use this on a iPad, okay? If you want to use an iPhone, fine. If your contract allows that, you can use it, fine. But how many people want to use an app such as this just on the iPhone? Okay, so most people are using it on their tablet or their iPad. In my case, definitely the iPad. So I contacted Vodafone the other day there, because I explained I was going to Spain. I have an opt-in for £2 a day. I can use all my UK data plan abroad for £2 a day. And if I don't use my phone for anything, I won't be charged. A brilliant deal from Vodafone, absolutely brilliant, and I signed up for that. So then I asked about my iPad, because my iPad has 2 GB of data per month, and it's a cellular one. So I asked about that, and the answer I got back was they don't have any plans for the iPad while I'm abroad. And I thought, that boy, wait a minute, I've got 2 GB of data, why can't I use that abroad? I don't mind paying if you're going to charge me X amount a day for using it. Fine, absolutely. So after further investigation, I got the answer back saying that they do have a plan. And I think they've plucked this one out of the air, to be honest. And this kind of ties in with Jeff's audio on the same subject. They can give me 100 megabytes, 100 megabytes, yes, of data for £8. £8 for 100 megabytes. That is 10 minutes of audio waveform, wave format on a device. 10 minutes of audio. So 100 megabytes isn't going to go very far if I'm using this app for this, or using my iPad for this app. I asked them about maps. Yes, you can use it all on your iPhone, but not on your iPad. If you want to use it on your iPad, you'll be charged £8 per 100 megabytes. Now, if I'm over there in Spain and we're hiring a car and we want to go and find places, I want to use my iPad to use the map system, and it's going to cost me £8 for each 100 megabytes. How long do you think I'll get before I hit the £8? Not very far up the road, I guess. Okay. So, basically, it's a two-fold piece of audio with this. I'm explaining a fantastic app that is so bloody good. I love it to bits. And tying it in with TripIt, which is an excellent app in its own. The two working in partnership. I even have a rentalcars.com app. That's the company I'm renting it from. Arranged to pick up the car from when we go over there for 2 weeks. Even that can be tied in to TripIt. So it's a whole package for your travelling. And I've got an app here that I cannot use, which is just, it just confounds, that's not confounds me, by God, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, in this day and age, when we've got so much data going about and so many contracts and internet access, and you're paying for things that you can't use elsewhere, they're going to charge you the earth. I think it's bloody crazy. Why not encourage people to use their apps, to use their devices, whatever they can, and fine, yes, charge them a wee bit extra, but make it realistic and encourage them to use it. You're going to get money off them anyway. If I know I'm going to get charged £8 for 100 megabytes while I'm abroad with my iPad, I am not going to use the iPad, am I? In fact, it may end up, I might not even take the iPad with me. So that Vodafone, in this case, gets nothing from me, from my iPad, okay? And for 2 weeks, I lose the use of my iPad, unless I've got Wi-Fi. Yes, if I've got Wi-Fi, but if you're out in the open road, there's every chance you're not going to get Wi-Fi. And if you're certainly travelling in a hired car, you're not going to get Wi-Fi, are you? You're dependent on the internet access by the other means. So why not make it reasonable and let people say, okay, that's fine, I'm going to use it then. I know it's only going to cost me X amount a day. I don't mind paying that. If I pay £2 extra to use my phone and say they charge me another £4 or £5 to use my iPad, well, I'll restrict the use of the iPad, but at least I know it's not going to cost me the earth to use the thing. And Vodafone gets money back off me over and above what I'm paying for the contract on the iPad, if you know what I'm trying to say. So they do get money off me. This way, they're probably not going to get a penny off me, and I'm only one out of how many thousands. So it just, ah, oh dear God. You know, I can't get my head around why these companies are still charging these funds. So anyway, that's just my audio on this. If anyone's got any information on this, if anyone knows how I could use my iPad for, in particular, travelling, so in other words, you know, internet access via 3G or whatever, if anyone knows there's packages out there that could even use my Vodafone, it's not my Vodafone connected iPad, if anyone knows, even if it means putting another SIM card, micro SIM into my iPad for the time I'm over there, so I can use that, if I can find a package. If anyone has any information on this, if anyone can help me out, if anyone's experienced the same stuff that's happening to me, or that will be happening to me, and has happened in the past 2 years that I flew abroad, not being able to use the device simply because you can't get access in the first place, and if you can't get access, it's going to cost you the earth to use it. Okay, so thanks for listening, folks. I hope I haven't bored you completely. But I'll tell you one thing. Do look up that Flight Plus app. It is Bloody amazing. In fact, it's so good, you'll sit and play with it. Trust me. You'll just sit and play with the thing, even though you're not going anywhere. It's that bloody good. Okay, thanks for listening again. Bye for now.